Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Here's Randy.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. This is your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. Well, on this show, we talk about well-being, spiritual, physical, mental, emotional. And, I try to present a lot of different ideas for you so that you can decide what is best for, for yourself, what resonates with you when it comes to being the best that you can be, healing your conditions, whether it be physical or mental. Today we have with us someone who works with healing the physical, but on an emotional level. We have Dr. Tony Luisa Rivera, who is Doctor of Chiropractic, Certified Rubenfeld Synergist, author and workshop facilitator. She is the author of the book, The Propelled Heart, Moving from Injury to Insight. And Dr. Tony discovered the vital role that body, mind, spirit, and emotions play in healing while attended to the many people that she was seeking care with her in her chiropractic practice. She explains how her growing knowledge and willingness to listen to her intuition laid the groundwork for her unique healing practice in New Mexico today that guides and counsels people individually on critical methods to listen to their bodies as a method to achieve total wellness and a fulfilled life. She also trains other practitioners in her technique. And the Rubenfeld Synergy Method, I guess Dr. Tony will explain that to us, but she has become a master teacher, and she focuses on teaching clients about self-healing through contacting their own inner wisdom and teaching other practitioners intuitive listening, which helps them personalize their work with clients. So let me bring Dr. Tony on, and she'll explain to us what her work is about and why it's so important. Good morning, Dr. Tony. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well this morning. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure. I'm happy to have you as my guest. So, first of all, your book is called The Propelled Heart. What do you mean by The Propelled Heart?
Well, The Propelled Heart is a stage of life when the person starts to wonder what they can learn from their life. And instead of staying in, why and what for, which is an important stage, is to move forward in what have I learned from my life and my relationships and what's happening around me in my world. So the propelled heart wants to learn and grow. And hence then the subtitle of that, Moving from Injury to Insight, is really moving from staying in the injury but moving into that insight phase of greater understanding about yourself and the world and again, what life's trying to teach you.
Okay. And we always have this intuition in our bodies, and what life is trying to teach us. But you're saying that we reach a stage in life where this begins to be prominent in our thinking?
Yes, I do believe that. And I've seen with my clients and with myself many times when we reach into the 30s and 40s and start to life is more settled, if you will. You know, in the 20s, a lot of times we're searching for what we're going to do or what we want to do or what interests us. And as things start to settle with our own maturity, that's a time when many times, as in my own case, things from the past or things that are unsettled or unhealed will begin to emerge and claim attention. They won't go away, and it's a time for us, instead of pushing them down and burying them, to really allow them to emerge to the surface so that we can work with them with our heart, opening our heart to ourselves and allowing ourselves to heal perhaps some issues that our life is trying to show us. I know in my own case how I was driven. I had a successful life, yes, but I was so driven, not realizing that was things from the past that was driving me and making me a workaholic and making me not really take very good care of myself. And when I started to look through my heart at my own life, at me, at healing me, that's when these things emerged and allowed themselves to be healed, to be seen and to be healed.
And you know something, I have a very similar experience with the people that I work with, because my expertise is in narcissistic abuse. And the people that have experienced this child emotional abuse, they tend to wake up between 35 and 45, and that's kind of when it dawns on them what's been going on. So I really can, yes, I agree with you. I have the same experience with the people that I work with. So you talk about body wisdom in your book. What do you consider body wisdom to be?
It's an interesting question. I'm glad you asked. I consider body wisdom that the body, it has a unique perspective, if you will, of our life. You know, it's a very personal experience, and its language is sensation. So the body talks to us through how it feels to us, and the wisdom that it holds is what is truly important to us. So if there's something happening in your life and we're not paying attention to it, it can create a physical sensation of pain or discomfort or a recurring malfunction in some part of the body, and that's the body's wisdom trying to get our attention. And it's a metaphorical representation because it only has sensation to talk to us, to get our attention. And then as we tune in, as I have exercises in my book, not physical exercises, but body-mind exercises, where you can go in and start with the physical sensation. And then many people are visual or have other senses that are more prominent in them. And the physical will lead them then to a visual representation and perhaps emotional, etc. So that body wisdom is really the body speaking to us through sensation, allowing us to know its own unique perspective of our life, if that makes any sense.
No, I think it does. I think it does. So this, it's speaking through sensation. So that would be emotions and life situations and So you talk about like somatic experiences, which is the experiences that emotions play out in the body, right?
Right.
Okay.
When I say feeling, I mean physical sensation. That if we follow the physical sensation, will lead us deeper into our experience of what physically is happening. So it's funny in English, right? We have feelings meaning both emotional feelings and feelings meaning physical feelings. So even if there's a strong emotional feeling, if you'll go to where is that in your body and what does that part of your body feel like physically, that gives more information about it.
Okay. So sometimes sometimes we have like issues in a particular part of our body that there's really no explanation for. And so those are sometimes indications of underlying emotional issues, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about what started you on your journey? I know that you had some abuse in childhood, and it seemed to wake you up to this whole process. Can you go into that a little bit?
Yes, I had forgotten completely because, fortunately, in my case, the abuse stopped at a young age. So the actual physical sexual abuse was all before 5 years old, and the brain has its way of to protect us. Many times will suppress memories so that you can go on living your daily life, especially at that early age. So I had forgotten all about it, had no idea. And then as I, in my life, became a chiropractor, I always was wanting to help others. And in my practice, I saw that mental, emotional events in people's lives would recreate the same problem. Perhaps they came to me with, a low back pain, and I would fix it, in quotes, with my chiropractic skills. And perhaps a year, two, three later, a similar situation would be happening in their life, and they'd have the exact same symptoms again, perhaps very often without any kind of physical reason. It was obviously related to something else. And so I decided to try to learn how to address these things, again, to help others. And I discovered Rubenfeld Synergy Method with Alana Rubenfeld as the founder. And when I went to take the training with her, part of the requirement was to receive the Rubenfeld sessions ourselves. And immediately on being touched in this listening, non-judgmental way, not to fix something, but to listen to my body's experience, those physical sensations within my body, I realized, oh my gosh, I have something hiding in my body that I didn't know about. And the memories started coming in bits and pieces and fits and starts. And as they came, they revealed information to me about how I was living my life and relationships in my life. And it was that breakthrough, that insight happened where I said, oh my gosh, that's why I behave this way, or that I've set up my life this way. So in going or striving to help others, I discovered actually that I needed some help myself.
Funny how that works. Yeah, yeah. You know, and generally people who have issues that they're holding on to from either past lives or from their childhood or past, they're the people that do go into helping professions. We somehow have this need to want to make other people better, and then often miss out on the fact that we need to fix ourselves. So that's very important to know. Can you tell us a little more about the Rubenfeld method?
Yes, Rubenfeld Synergy Method was developed by Alana Rubenfeld, and the idea is that it's not a treatment. It is about awareness and about facilitating each person's, or each client, we would call them, the client in becoming aware of that wisdom that's within their body and what their body's trying to tell them through sensation. So the sessions are fully clothed, usually using a massage table, and so the person can completely relax, sometimes seated, though also, and we may use also movement. But the whole idea is assisting the client in accessing their own understanding of themselves and their life instead of we're in traditional talk therapy. Perhaps it's you would talk and then someone would help you to see from the outside of your life, from their experience, which is also very helpful. And they work hand in hand most times. If you can know more about yourself and bring that to someone to help you, then you're ahead of the game, because the way the body feels is the key. So, for instance, if you're having some kind of physical sensation, perhaps, let's say, very often in the beginning of a session, I will touch a person's feet and ask them what they're experiencing. And by some people might say, well, that evokes support or comforting, or, and you can tell right away where that person is going with it. Some other person might say, I want you to get off of me, stop touching me, you know. And depending right there really is the key in the beginning of the session of where we're going and what comes up from that person's experience in the moment, because Gestalt is part of the background of Alana's training that she brought together with awareness of the body, that you're following in the moment the experience of the person, and in that way it unfolds and then links into their life and how they're living their life. It's very interesting because the body is a metaphor for our lives and how we're living. So that wisdom, it's like the body is the physical embodiment, if you will, of a person's life. So not only their posture and body language, but actual the physical sensations that they experience in their body are telling them about their own life, many times what their mind won't look at or doesn't want to look at.
Right. And so you, when you do this, when you work with people, you need to work with them physically. You're not doing this remotely, correct?
Correct. I have developed, I do have developed my own way, because what I've done with my experience with chiropractic and my knowledge of anatomy and physiology, I've been able to really work with people in a deeper way, and I've developed a way to work with them over the phone by leading them into an experience of their body in the moment without my hands touching.
Does
that make
okay.
sense?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. You know, because in this day and age, right, I mean, most practitioners have to be global. They have to be able to be reached, you know, through Skype or the telephone or something like that. You know, most practitioners
exactly.
are not just in their office anymore. So, yeah.
I'm learning how to do the online webinars. I've been practicing, and it's getting pretty good. I can lead people through group exercises right there on the, on the
okay.
internet.
That's really, really good to know. So are you still doing a lot of chiropractic care?
Well, my practice has evolved that I spend an hour with each person at least to allow that time for them to go inside. So instead of it being a treatment of with your typical chiropractic, you go in, you have a pain, and they address that problem. What I do now is really help the person go into what's happening in their life or what's being presented by that, and increasing that awareness at the same time as using subtle techniques. I hardly ever use structural adjusting anymore, where we use the move the bone. I did that for the first 10 years, and now I have studied many various subtle techniques where I'm asking the body to, using the reflexive mechanisms in the spine, to make the changes from within to without. And so instead of me forcing from the outside the change, there's ways to ask the body to change the position of the vertebrae and to release tensions from within the nervous system. And then as I'm doing that, I'm talking with the person about their experience of what's happening. And so combining that at the same time.
So every physical experience has some emotional component to it? Is that what you're finding?
Very often there is something there, even when people want to say, well, it just, you know, I kicked with my foot something. That sensation can lead you into an understanding of something in your life if you're willing to go there.
Okay. All right. Okay. I get it. Yeah. I mean, I'm currently under chiropractic care right now for, I call it sponda something. I have one of my vertebrae is forward, and I do have herniated discs, and he's been able to get me out of pain, really, which is just amazing. But I did wonder, because I know that I have some subconscious things that are there, because I usually feel it in my solar plexus. That's generally where I feel. You know, my issue.
Well, you're describing the spondylolisthesis is
yes.
when the vertebrae slides forward. right.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And many times there is a physiological reason for that. You know, it has to do with when the growth plates were closing in your vertebrae, that or extreme injury. Usually they say only the force of like a pilot being ejected from a plane could create that. It's usually related more with the growth centers in the spine. But even though there's a physiological reason, just what you're saying is so amazing, right? You're feeling in the solar plexus forward of that area, something is happening there. And so even though there's a physiological reason, the sensations and the pain that it creates for you or the instability in that area can inform you, and I have no doubt that you're dealing with those issues around the solar plexus or whatever's happening there will strengthen the spine area.
Interesting. Okay.
Yes.
Huh, very, very cool stuff. I love this stuff. This is fascinating.
It's amazing. The body's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. And, you know, I know a lot of people that, you know, going back to what I work with, people that have had child abuse, excuse me, also generally suffer from some form of complex PTSD. And one of the ways that that is shown is through body somatizations that cannot be explained. So it kind of, this all links together, and it makes great sense to me.
It does. And, you know, I would wake up in the middle of the night with terror, and no reason. You know, there's no reason to be afraid, but it was from that time that was in my body. The somatization, as you're saying, of the fear that would then emerge in the night with no reason in my life right now, but and having to deal, and as I healed my inner child, as I healed and did that work and understood where it came from and worked with my body, I've been able to, that doesn't bother me anymore. That doesn't happen. Now I can sleep all night. It's wonderful.
Well, that helps everything. That helps.
It does.
That helps your entire well-being, is when you can sleep well. So everybody has a sense of intuition, right?
Yes.
Okay. And some people have more than others, right?
Well, you know, I think we're all intuitive, and some people have naturally developed it more than others, and it can be developed. And this is the workshop series that I've developed of the Intuition Mastery, and I've developed exercises to help people really learn to listen to that inner voice, because each of us has a unique language of our own. And if we can learn to, oh, that's what that means when I see that, feel that, hear that, and we can tune into it. But that is one of the things I feel that developed in me through the abuse, really made me very sensitive to others and empathic. And over time, with my chiropractic training and then experience with so many thousands of people in Puerto Rico at that time, I learned how to interpret information intuitively. I started to receive information that I feel we're all able to receive. It's a question of tuning into it, I think. So it's like a muscle that can be developed, just like any other.
Yeah, that's good to know. I mean, I agree with you. I think that it is a matter of paying attention to our intuition, and we can develop that. I agree with you. What was I going to ask you? Oh, when people come to your practice, do people come thinking they're going to be getting adjustments and leave with something else? Are most people receptive to what you do?
Well, that is one of the great good fortunes of living in Santa Fe. People are usually open to alternative ways. And at this point in my practice, having been in practice 30 years, but 20 years here in Santa Fe, I don't advertise at all. Most of my practice is referral. So people will either come saying, well, my friend said they couldn't explain what you do, but I should just listen to you and you'll explain it to me. And they know they're not going to get structural adjusting. And it's unfortunate, because structural adjusting, that really moving the bone, can be very precise and effective and yield great results with the physical suffering. However, people are starting to become afraid sometimes of the structural adjusting. And so it's a great thing that when people come and say, oh, well, I know you're not going to do that, so I can trust you.
Yeah. When I sit in the chiropractor's office, you know, he's got two of his tables kind of out in the open. He also has physical therapy there, you know. And you and everybody's sitting waiting, you know, and you hear people go, oh, you know, as he's as he's doing the adjustments. Or when we hear when you hear a crack, everybody kind of applauds, you know, he got a crack. but everybody that sits down is kind of nervous about having that done to their body. So I agree with you. I agree with you. Can you take us through an exercise that you would use with people?
Oh yes. Yes. I think one of the basic things is to learn to listen to the physical body, because it does try to get our attention through sensation, and sometimes it's not at a very opportune moment. So it's one of the most useful exercises. So would you like me to actually lead people, our listeners, through it right now?
Sure, let's do it. How long does it take? Just a few minutes?
Oh, it's going to take about 5 minutes.
Okay, perfect.
So the first thing is, if you're driving, pull over for a moment. And what we want to do is scan your body and notice an area that wants your attention right now. Now, it might be a place that's been calling your attention recently, or it might be a place that just right now when you listen to your body and go through from the head through the torso and arms and legs and feet, a place that seems to want your attention right now. And once you've identified that place, to allow yourself to begin to breathe into that place. Now, if you can reach it easily, it helps sometimes to put a hand there, but it's not necessary. And as you begin to breathe into this place, allowing your awareness to focus right there on this place that wants your attention. So identify one and breathe into that one place. And then allow yourself to notice how it feels physically in this place. Now, if it's been bothering you, instead of just saying, well, it hurts or it aches, describe exactly, is there a pressure there? Is that pressure like a pressure from the outside in or from the inside out? Notice maybe it's pinching or maybe it's pulsing or whatever physical sensation you feel. Note that and then ask yourself, is there a color there? And is there a shape in that place that you're feeling that wants your attention right now? So you're listening for the physical. And then once you have that physical descriptor, noticing if there's a color or a shape. And then notice, is there an emotion here? And sometimes you'll get one or the other of these that I'm asking you. And it might just be one. So as you go through noticing, is there an emotion, and identify what it is. And then ask yourself, is there any words that you notice there? Maybe even a smell or a taste. And again, gathering this information, now you're going to say a sentence back to this place, and you're going to recognize, acknowledge it. So I know you're feeling pressure there right now that feels like it's from the inside out, and I see a light blue color and the shape of a triangle, whatever it is that you feel, and add that emotion, and I know you're feeling sad right now. And as you acknowledge that place in this way, you'll notice a change happening right there. Usually physical sensations will abate some, or there's a sense of more calm in the area. So then you want to ask, do you have a message for me? And not being attached, not having to know already, because if you know already, it can't tell you anything new. So you have to be very open to whatever it says. It might not seem to make sense in the beginning, but when you ask, do you have a message for me, and allow it to either speak to you in words, you'll see a picture, you'll have a feeling sensation in your body, perhaps in your heart or in your gut, and noticing however it wants to talk to you. And then allow yourself again to go back to your breathing and open your eyes and come back to the room so we can talk a little bit about what happened.
Now, do you get them into a relaxed state first so they're more receptive to this?
Usually because of using the table, usually the person's either sitting or lying down. So that's the first step. And I was going to ask, Randy, were you able, I know you're paying attention because you're talking to me, were you able to walk through that? I did it really quickly.
A little bit, yeah.
Because it's interesting when the idea is that when you change, when you're trying to figure something out, like let's say my knee hurts. Why? What did I do to my knee? Let's see. I was walking over there. I wore those shoes. Oh, did I run into the desk? You know, when you're trying to figure something out, you're in a beta brainwave state. You're figuring. You're in an awake, more intellect state. But when you start to listen to the body and breathe in a focused way into that area, it starts to shift the brainwaves more to an alpha. It slows things down and makes you more daydreamy and receptive to input that's from another form, and allows insight to emerge. So when we walk through the exercises that are in the book, for example, it's allowing you to slow down and get out of your knowing or figuring out state of mind into a more receptive daydreamy state where ideas can pop into your head, memories, and fresh ideas can both emerge into your mind in a way that's more relaxed. So you are right. Relaxing is key. So one of the things I did was I've been putting the exercises from the book on my website as a free MP3 download so you can hear my voice much slower than we just did, leading you through the exercises so you don't have to try to read the book and do the exercise at the same time.
Perfect. What is your website?
My website is Toni, T-O-N-I, Luisa, L-U-I-S-A, Rivera. That's R-I-V-E-R-A. So my name, ToniLuisaRivera.com, and you'll find the MP3 downloads there and a free chapter from the book. And, you know, trying to help people to have an experience of something a little different.
Yeah, it is. It's very interesting. I'm really fascinated by this. What was I going to say? I keep having thoughts and my brain is, I know what I wanted to say. How does autoimmune issues factor into this?
Well, again, the body is... Many times autoimmune diseases come when the body's been trying to get your attention for a long time and there's some kind of a state in your mind or emotions and perhaps your life that is causing the body to have an extreme reaction to and to get your attention. Again, things are starting to not work so well in the body, and autoimmune is when the body actually turns on itself and in some way is... you know, we hear the words attacking itself. But I believe that part of it is that the body isn't able to recognize itself as separate from something else, and it turns on itself, not recognizing that it's hurting itself.
Wow.
So, yeah. And many times this is involved with issues of boundary or giving yourself worth or value in your life. And recognizing yourself as worthy of life itself. So then the body starts to turn on itself.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
So looking at these issues helps heal the autoimmune disease.
So what you do, now once these issues come forth, and they're able to be identified, then what do you do with them to heal these things?
Well, the amazing thing, again, is the self-healing mechanism of the body, mind, emotions, and spirit, that the body really, this complex that we use different words to describe, but that is us, is a self-healing organism. It wants to heal. So once we start to listen in a deep way to the issue or to what's happening in the body, this itself starts to create the healing atmosphere. It's like, oh, finally my message has gotten through. For example, well, we're talking about autoimmune, but a lot of times physical things are very simpler to describe because what it's displaying is so obvious, like a knee pain.
Mm-hmm.
And in listening to the knee pain, for example, if I come in, instead of just coming in and adjusting as a chiropractor the position of the bones of the knee, which would create relief, if the issue's not addressed, the issue that's creating the knee problem, the knee misalignment, then it's just going to repeat. So what I'll do first is, what are you feeling here? And again, that creates this other brainwave state. The person relaxes and goes inside and starts to describe how they feel physically. And then depending on that person is whether they will get a visual or other type of sensation. But once they have an insight into, let's say it's pinching, and then as I'm working with it, say, if pinching is correct, you'll feel it warms up. And then I'll say, like, I might very quickly say, how does this relate? Does it remind you of anything? And they might right away have an insight into, oh, my gosh, my son has been pinching me to have the car that he wants, and do-do-do-do-do. And once they have that insight, the knee will resolve its misalignment immediately because they've recognized the issue that's being held in that joint.
And I love this. This is so fascinating.
Now,
this is
so
such cool
stuff.
You must just love this.
Well, it's wonderful. And many times you'll even hear the audible of the bones moving as they realign without me forcing from the outside. The body itself will actually move the bones and you'll hear an audible movement. So it's amazing.
Absolutely incredible.
Now, that's a simple thing, because as we know, many times we're very complex beings, as you've mentioned, and many times things are interwoven from long ago and they're not that obvious as our day-to-day life. And in that case, usually different parts of the body hold different aspects. So in an ongoing way, for example, somebody with a problem like mine of childhood sexual abuse from the past that had been buried, with different sessions, different pieces would come up so that I would achieve clarity on certain aspects. So it took a while, over a year, before I really realized what had happened and how it fit together in my life. And then it took a year more, as I still work on, sometimes different aspects will come up. So sometimes things are very complex and sometimes they're very simple.
Right, exactly, yeah. Sometimes you have to peel away, like an onion, peel away the layers.
Exactly.
And right, because the deeper layers aren't going to reveal themselves until they, you know, till the layers that are more to the surface move out of the way.
Exactly.
So we're talking to Dr. Toni Luisa Rivera, and her book is The Propelled Heart, Moving from Injury to Insight, The Propelled Heart. Dr. Toni, how do we get your book?
The book is available on Amazon as a Kindle book or a paperback, and at this time, that's the only place that it's available. I do have some copies with me, but you have to come to Santa Fe to get those. Eventually,
okay.
I will have them on my website, but right now, they're available on Amazon.com, and the book is it's had a really exciting response. I've hit number one in both Kindle and the paperback, and the feedback I'm getting from people of how much it's opened up in themselves of being able to really look at their life and their body and have a different point of view and an understanding of things that perhaps had been mysterious before. So I'm really excited about it.
That is exciting. Well, congratulations on that. That's quite successful. That's a really good achievement. So we are running out of time. But if, so for those who are listening, if you are in the Santa Fe area, is your information up on the website?
Yes.
As to how
and,
to reach you?
Right. And okay. I have been launching this the workshop series, and I'm actually going to have the Intuition Mastery, the level one, which is really learning the language of your own intuition, and I'm calling that to discover your unique intuitive signature. And having those workshops in Santa Fe, April, June, July, and September. And I invite people to come out. It's a beautiful place to come visit and a beautiful place to learn your own unique intuitive signature so you can learn to listen and use that information that's held within you.
Great. Well, you know, I noticed in your book that you, I think you thanked Tom Bird for helping you to bring this book forward.
Yes. And
actually, Tom is going to be on my show on Friday.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So I was just going to say, Tom Bird is, yeah, he helps you bring out your inner book. He has techniques for helping people bring out their inner book. So for my listeners, you want to tune in on Friday and hear exactly how he does this. But I want to thank you so much for being my guest today. This is really fascinating, and I've enjoyed hearing about it, and I can really relate to the experience. So thanks so much for being my guest.
Thank you so much for having me, and I just want to remind people that your body is your greatest ally. It's not trying to make you suffer in any way. It's trying to tell you something. So learning to listen to your body is a great asset.
That is the perfect message to end with. Thank you so much. Have a
Thank
great,
you.
Great day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So our time is up for today, but if you have any comments or questions about today's show or any other shows, please email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. RANDIGFINE, randygfine.com. My website is also randygfine.com. Please visit me there, and you can find out everything. There's links to everything that I do, lots of articles, links to all these wonderful shows, and links to my counseling page, so you can find out more about that and learn what my philosophies are and how you could go about making an appointment if you're interested. Stop by my website and sign the guest book. I really welcome your feedback, so check me out. Leave me some comments there as well. All my shows are archived after broadcasting and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or through the show links on my website. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Talk Radio show host, author, and Life Issues Counselor Randy Fine signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, randygfine.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait to be